Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Have you ever been driving at night in like dense fog? I mean, fog you can't even see your hand in front of your face. Well, that's kind of like what the Federal Reserve's facing right now. They're trying to figure out what's going on with interest rates, but they're focusing in on inflation, the jobs reports, and with the shutdown of the government, we're not getting any of that data. So what's going to go on with these? Well, today I can explain to you what's going to go on with these and the whys behind it. Because if you're watching this video, that's what you're most likely looking at. You're looking to buy or refinance. So let's try to figure out what's going to go on with these with today's data. So the first thing we want to look at is the economic calendar, or let's say the lack of. Today, we were supposed to get the unemployment rate, the participation rate, earnings, you know, has people's earnings increased? Looks like pretty much a blank slate today. Why? Well, the government shut down. So we have to try to figure out, you know, with the data that we're provided, what's going to go on from here. So let's kind of take a deep dive into some of the data that we have today. So if you go over to the bond market or the calendar, this is a lot of the data that we were supposed to get today, and it's non-existent because the government shut down. So what we're going to focus in on is the bond market and then headlines. And then I'm also going to give you a lot of economic data that came in for the week. Here's a snapshot. I put that on our blog post. You can I put that on our blog post. You can get that at theRateUpdate.com. Just hit resources and blogs. We're going to go over some of the data that we got this week, the lack of data we got this week, and then what my expectations are for next week. I will have a live event this afternoon at 1 o'clock, answer any questions that you guys have, and I'm going to give you, you know, what we're expecting next week in regards to economic data and how those will play a role in all this. But let's get over to what we're expecting for today. So on the economic calendar, really don't have anything. So let's look at the trends that we have. So right now, the trends in the bond market, let's get over to the five-day chart, is up. Okay, so let's not fight this. Okay, so here's what's happening. If you go back over to here, this should be Wednesday, and this is probably Wednesday. Let's see, it is the 30th. Well, that's probably going to be pretty darn close. As of the 9:30, the bond market's basically hit a short-term bottom. Okay, from there on, it's been going up, up, and away. So is this good or bad? Well, if you're new to my channel, this is what we follow. We follow the MBS. It's a mortgage bond, okay? So what you have to understand with this is as the price goes up, rates come down. So we don't like when this goes down because rates go up. So this is going up. So let's continue to monitor that and just keep working on that. Same thing with the stock market. We got a government shutdown. We don't have any economic news out there. How's the market still rallying? We had all these indices hit record highs yesterday. You go to oil. Oil's just a hair above $60 a barrel. Perfect. Okay, because oil is a huge piece of our inflation numbers. Oil at $60 a barrel is probably as cheap as it's going to get, because if you go below $60 a barrel, the oil companies aren't making a profit. So they're going to cut back and that won't be good. So if we can keep like $60, $61 a barrel, that is the sweet spot. You go over to the U.S. Treasuries, we got bond yields up. What are they up? 0.008. And we'll say that's nothing. You go over to cryptocurrencies, probably taking it on the chin a little bit, but we peaked 120. I think that was a kind of a record, short-term record. So let's get over to the news. Here's what I want to talk with you guys about. And then we're going to also go over some exciting news from FICO credit. So if you guys are all freaking out about your FICO scores, I'm going to give you a little bit of good news about that as well. But let's get over to the week in review. Here's the data we got this week. And I will be back at 1 o'clock today with a live event showing you the data that's coming in next week. Well, some of the data that's coming in, or we expect to come in next week, and how those might be affecting interest rates. But if you want to find this article, just go to therateupdate.com, hit blogs, and you'll find this. And I'm posting every Friday. I'll post a week in review, and on Monday I will post what we expect for the week. So here's what we're looking at. I want to start looking at the U.S. dollar. As we don't have a lot of data, we want to see where the dollar is going. A stronger dollar helps out interest rates and helps out the inflation numbers. We're going to watch the 10-year treasury, unless you have access to my channel 24/7. If not, watch the 10-year treasury. This will give you a direction on where mortgage rates are going. Now, it's not a direct correlation, But you can say, okay, if the 10-year treasury is going down, most likely mortgage rates are going to going down. If they're going up, then same thing. 30-year mortgages, I expected or I predicted or forecasted Q3 of this year to be 6.5. I'm saying Q4 of this year is going to be 6.25, 6.5. Where are we now? Right in that range, 6.3 to 6.4. You go down through here. Here's the data that we got for the week, and it stopped on Wednesday. That's basically the last day that we got any government numbers. Those numbers weren't so bad. If you look at the JOLTS index, this tells us how many job openings and labor transfers there were. The higher this number, the more job openings there are, and the more availability there is. So that's good news. Consumer confidence fell off a cliff, went from 97 to 94. We kind of anticipated that. And then here's where a lot of the data comes in. Like ADP was the last piece of payroll numbers we came in at. Their numbers were dismal. I don't know if you looked at it, but they forecast, or the last reading they had was plus 58,000. They revised it to a negative 3,000. Think of that. That's $60,000 people reduction. And then this time they came out, they expected 50,000. It was a negative 32,000. So the jobs market there looked dismal. But like I said, we did have Goldsby. He's the Federal Reserve chairman in Chicago. He said they did an analysis, actually backloaded all the data they could find. And they came in today, and he just was on an interview in CNBC. He said their calculations had an unemployment rate at 4.3, exactly where we were in the past. I thought it was going to go up maybe a little bit to 4.4 with all the data that we had. This is my forecast, the economists, and where we were previously. And you check that right through here. These are my forecasts, the economists, and where we previously was. So if their number is right, that means the jobs market is stable. So again, let's look at it. We're driving down that highway blind. You're not going to stop. You're going to slow down. So now, what's the expectations of Federal Reserve cuts? Well, in 26 days, they're going to come out. There's still a 97% chance that the Federal Reserve is going to cut at the next meeting, and then almost a 90% chance they're going to cut at the December meeting. Okay, so that's giving us into the. This is what the markets are trading off as well. The Federal Reserve continuing to cut, that makes money cheaper for everybody. So that's that tendency. So we'll conclude with some interest rates here in a second, but I do want to give you guys some data. You're going to start hearing some news about FICO credit. Might start bringing your credit bureaus down a little bit. So when you go out there, when you're looking to refinance, one of the things you want to look at is the cost to refinance. Let's get over to some of the data I want to show you guys. If you're looking to buy or looking to refinance, what should you do? Okay, if you're looking to buy, let's look kind of long term. It's probably going to be 6, 8, 12 months from now till you can really buy. Here's what I would do. Make sure when you're qualify at a rate of like 6.75, even though rates are like this today, just to make sure you can afford that payment. Okay, just be careful. If you're looking to refinance, this is where half the people are on the fence. They're like, okay, I'm going to wait for lower rates and this. I want to explain to you, and please check out this video I just recently did on Refinances 101. Hopefully it'll open your eyes on a lot of things, because one of the reluctancies that people have is it just costs too much. Now, you might be surprised. When you bought that house, don't be surprised if you paid $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 in closing costs. When you refinance, don't be surprised if that number is maybe $1,200. So check it out. You can go to myrateupdate.com and check out all that data. But if you're looking at that, please, you know, go into our website. Here, now let me show you what our website looks like. Go to therateupdate.com. If you're looking to buy, check out this video right through here. This will give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. You don't have to pay back. There's no lien. So if, when you go to refinance 6 months, a year down the road, when rates keep coming down, you don't have to pay this thing back. It was basically free money. But now we've created Rate Watch. I'm going to have to put in here 2.0. This thing is, if you sign up for the Rate Watch previously, please re-sign up for this thing. This is like Rate Watch on steroids. This thing will do all kind of things. It's AI driven, and I am in the background, so we don't sell the data. So what it's telling you is saying, if you want to refinance, fill out the data. You're going to tell me what interest rate you want to refinance. So let's say, grab your mortgage statement, read it and go, okay, my rate is 7.25. So Dan, when this hits 6.25, give me a call. Let's go over the numbers. What would my new payment be? What's the savings? What's my break-even point? And, you know, how quick can we do this? So that's what most people are asking. So check out therateupdate.com. But here it is. You just go to the Rate Watch tool right through here, and that's it. One last thing. Let's see. With the government shutdown, there might be some programs that might be a little bit slower. So if you're looking at a VA loan, you should still be good to go. FHA, USDA getting a little slow right there. USDA isn't issuing any more USDA insurance while the government shut down. So if you're looking at that program, you might have some delays. Same thing with FHA, but the FHA program is still available. There's just some slowness in the background because of the government shutdown. So that is our report for today. Let me explain to you guys who I am and what I do. So I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer, and I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So that means this is anywhere out there you're living or trying to live, I can help you out. If you're looking to buy or refinance, I'd hope to be your person. Here's our slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, the bank that I work at, we're set up with over 30 other lenders. Why? Well, we all came from the broker environment. So when you call us, what's your question? What's your rate? What's your fees? We want to be able to shop for you. So we keep your data. You work with me or Alan, and we're going to either place you with our bank, or if we can find you a better rate, a better program, or things like this with another, you know, one of the banks we're set up with or affiliated with, we can do so. So instead of you going out there trying to get 30 quotes on your own, just go to therateupdate.com. We'd love to work with you and help you if you're looking to buy or refinance anywhere in the country. Folks, I've been doing this over 30 years. I'd love to put my experience to work for you guys. Last but not least, I'm trying to hit 40,000 subscribers. So if you could help me down there, if you haven't subscribed yet, please do. Next thing is I will be back at 1 o'clock today with a live event to answer any questions that you guys have. We're going to recast what happened this week, then what's going to happen or what's coming down the pike next week and my expectations of where rates are going from here, and then answer any questions that you guys have. Other than that, folks, have a blessed morning. I can't wait to see you at 1 o'clock. Be safe out there. And if I don't see you at one, have a great weekend, and I'll see you back here Monday morning when the market opens back up and the government will be back together. Maybe they'll vote and end this shutdown. But let's hope that. But over the weekend, don't worry about it. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. I'll see you next time, folks. Bye-bye.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.